Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the big topics during this week's Mackinac Policy Conference is higher education, how to help schools turn out the workforce that Michigan's businesses need, and how to do that in the face of funding challenges. Here with us from Mackinac is the president of the University of Michigan, President Mark Schlissel. Welcome back to Stateside.
Hi, it's great to be on again.
So the University Research Corridor, of course, Michigan, Wayne State, and Michigan State, just out with the latest report on the contributions these schools have made, especially the life, medical, and health sciences. That is such a critical component of our state's economy, isn't it?
Well, it surely is. But one of the exciting things for me is being able to step in as a relatively new president to an organization that now has been going on for 10 years, this sort of consortium or collaboration amongst the state's three major research universities, and we serve the same public. We have the similar sets of goals, and we achieve them in complementary kind of ways. And each year, we look at one of the sectors of the economy, and we try to focus in on the contributions of the research universities and what we can be doing better or differently to be even more valuable to the state.
Well, certainly when you figure 1 in 8 Michigan jobs are in these fields that we're talking about of life, medical, and health sciences, it matters to the whole state. And I see from the report that's actually growing.
It is growing. It's one of the few sectors in the state that through the recession actually gained jobs, and they're actually higher paying jobs. They're well-paying jobs. So it's a very attractive sector of the economy for our educational efforts. And the three universities, we turn out more graduates in the health and allied health professions and in medical research than any cluster of universities that we compared ourselves to in the country.
And certainly the numbers tell us there are some sizable contributions that the University Research Corridor schools are making in terms of academic research and development.
Yep. So, you know, there are really three things that we put out in effect. One is each of us have medical schools that involve taking care of patients. So we provide clinical medical care at U of M, for example, to over 2.2 million clinic visit patients. And then we've got a 1,000-bed hospital in Ann Arbor and affiliations in other parts of the state. So we're an enormous deliverer of very high-quality, advanced clinical care. Then we train people. We train medical students and interns and residents and fellows, but also nurses and public health workers and biomedical researchers. And then the third thing we do is we produce new knowledge. We produce discoveries in the medical and biomedical field that eventually turn into new and better ways to diagnose and treat disease.
Certainly there was some big news that that broke this week that the University of Michigan Medical School just landed the biggest federal research grant in the history of the med school. What's the school going to be able to do with that $58 million NIH grant?
Yep, it's very exciting. It's called a CTSA. It's to take clinical and translational science and promote collaboration, not just between doctors, but between biomedical researchers and engineers or mathematicians or statisticians to sort of tap into the breadth of the university and work on clinical problems. Also doing it in collaboration with the many patients that volunteer to be involved in clinical studies at the same time they're getting their outstanding health care from University of Michigan docs.
So that's good news, but we certainly know President Trump's proposed budget has some big challenges, including a 20% cut to funding for the National Institutes of Health, an 11% cut to the National Science Foundation. What could this all mean for work and research, not only at the University of Michigan, but the other research schools?
Yeah, you know, essentially it would be devastating. You know, if you think about what are the things where the United States has an unambiguous global competitive advantage. And biomedical research for decades and decades has been a clear advantage of our country. We gave birth to the biotechnology industry, the biopharmaceutical industry, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of economic value. And it requires investment. And there's been a great partnership between the federal government in particular, agencies like NIH and NSF and EPA and even DOD, many federal agencies, and great universities. And for decades, it's made us the envy of the world. What the new administration's doing is somehow threatening that. And it doesn't make sense to me, because if we want to keep America strong and keep us as a global leader and keep our economy growing and provide great jobs for people and keep our fellow citizens healthy, this investment in research, particularly biomedical research, is amongst the best investments we could possibly make. So I'm puzzled how an administration that wants to grow American strength is thinking about underinvesting in an area where we're the global leader.
And when we talk about state funding, certainly we've seen in Michigan what other states have with the drop in state spending on higher education. I'm wondering what you're hearing, President Schlissel, from policymakers as you're there on Mackinac Island making the rounds. What do you think the long-range prospects for funding in higher ed in Michigan would be?
It's really challenging because I think the state leaders, starting with the governor all the way down, all of them appreciate the value of higher education in general, of research universities in particular. But at the end of the day, I don't think as a state we've developed the consensus around making long-term investments in the future success of our economy. We seem to get stuck on solving shorter-term problems, and it's very frustrating. So there's uniform support, but that support hasn't translated into the kind of investments that are necessary for us to be truly successful. So U of M is getting the same budget from the state that we got in 1997. And think of all the inflation since 1997. And we're 20% larger. We're educating 20% more students than we were 20 years ago, basically getting the same number of dollars. And, you know, that obviously can't go on if the university is going to continue being amongst the top handful of public research universities in the country.
Do you feel, President Schlissel, right now as we talk, that the University of Michigan is accessible to everyone in our state who has the academic qualifications to attend?
So there's an interesting answer to that question, Cynthia. The answer is, in reality, we are, but I don't think the public understands that we are. So we haven't done an adequate job reaching out to all the different communities around the state, not just Southeast Michigan, but Western Michigan, the center of the state, the UP. And having every student who aspires to, you know, really transform their life and the trajectory of their future through education to think about applying to their, you know, great public university that we have. And what we don't advertise well enough is that we're need blind in admission and that we provide full financial aid according to federal formulas. So for a typical family that makes $60,000 or $65,000 a year, our financial aid calculation is such that they won't pay any tuition. And we have to get that message out so that kids aren't afraid to aspire to a UM quality education for financial reasons.
When you talk about the federal formulas and student loans and student aid, how concerned are you about what the Trump budget holds for them? I mean, we've seen the president's proposal to cut the very student loan programs that help the kids that need the most help.
Well, you know, that would be enormously challenging. The most important of those programs are the Pell Grants, as you know. They're means tested, so it depends on your family income. And they'll give you significant amounts of federal dollars, not as a loan, but as a grant, to invest in your education. What we do in Michigan is we try to minimize the amount of loans that are in our financial aid packages, especially for students that come from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. Those families, $30,000 a year families, are terrified of debt, and I can understand why. So our aid packages for that tier of income consist of no loans. It's all scholarship aid. The other thing to keep in mind at Michigan, at the University of Michigan, is the default rate on our student loans is a 1% or 1.5% or something, way lower than the national average, which to me argues that we're not burdening students with loans that they can't afford. We're giving them an education that lets them borrow the money that it takes to get the education and then get a great job so they can pay back their debt.
You know, a recent op-ed, I'm sure you read it, by David Leonhardt in the New York Times, offers the view that colleges and, in turn, the American dream are truly under assault. I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts about the political discourse around higher education in this country?
Yeah, you know, I read Leonhardt all the time, and he's pretty good on higher ed. I think what he's really saying is, historically in the United States, a college education has been the most certain vehicle of social mobility in our country. The ability of a person to sort of change the trajectory of their life by getting a great education. And I think as the cost of higher ed gets more expensive, loans become a bigger part of going to school, I think more and more students feel as if that education is not accessible to them. And that is an enormous threat for our country's future. The other thing I'm not happy about political discourse is some people are making the argument that maybe a college education isn't necessary for success. And what I would say is there are certainly jobs in our economy that don't require a college education. And college is not necessary the right thing for 100% of the public. You know, there are people that can get vocational education, be very talented workers, and earn a living wage. However, in an economy where most of the jobs are now knowledge sector jobs, creative jobs, if you're thinking about a 30 or 40 year future, education is critical. Higher ed is critical. The unemployment rate amongst people with 4-year college degrees is less than half of the general unemployment rate. The average salary of someone with a college degree is dramatically higher than someone without a college degree. So for many people, for most people, college really is a key component of a successful future.
University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel speaking to us from the Mackinac Policy Conference. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Cynthia. Thanks for your interest.